Good morning. This is Yogros Hetom. Come in light, hopefully to share in wisdom, perception, and insight into that which is uppermost in the mind of the nations this day. The confusion, destruction, power control, and unfolding of the Elite Plan 2000 in Los Angeles and other parts about the United States of America. This is the first day of May in your counting, 1992, and it's approximately 10 o'clock a.m. As we began to write this morning, I requested that we handle this message in this manner today. We are efforting to keep the current journal basically to unfolding of the elite power enforcement agencies. And yet I am being petitioned constantly regarding what is unfolding in your nation, in the very areas of which many of the ones who are able to meet with us regularly abide. The homes are in Southern California, and even in Tehachapi, you are pressed by the same amount of unrest and pain, biased and hostile attitudes as all over your nation. In this area, there is a prison, a state correctional institute, and the majority of your inmates are black and other minority groups. Having felt the pain of that which has come down on all of you, ones in ignorance of what is actually going on have no alternative but to perceive this as racism and race war. One ethnic group, one color, race against others. You will note that in the area of South Central Los Angeles, for instance, the Koreans are singled out to be hardest hit by the very ones in their own community who are black. This is also deception, precious ones, to allow you of the masses of citizenry to not be able to perceive that which is actually taking place. I'm not going to break this down for you in great measure because we have covered this extensively in the past. And it's time that you ones now began to test your own perception and your level of wisdom and insight according to the guidelines you have been given from the elite by us and other ones on your globe who have perceived what is coming down in the Plan 2000. But there are some things this day that you must not miss. You must not miss. One of the first is the largest question mark as to how this came to be in the first place. How could a jury acquit these men who had obviously, blatantly used too much force? That is not the point. That is not what is going on here, that acquittal, really. Absolutely, the black element is incensed, just as is the white element, who has seen now the total destruction of the judicial system fall into fixed disarray. It's only a part of the problem. And it's being focused on as the problem to distract you from the truth of it. It follows on the tail, if you will, of the little Korean shop owner who shot the little black girl as she turned to leave the market after an altercation. And this is why you're having revenge upon the Koreans, because the judicial system allowed no great penalty for the perpetrator. Was it a good or bad decision on the part of the judge? That's not in point. It may appear to be in point, it is not in point. It is just one more block building the wall of hate and perceived, if not real, unfair hostility and injustice. That follows on the heels of a very, very elite, literally criminal action on the part of one of the Kennedy family being acquitted when very obviously he was guilty of something. You may think that it was unfair that this lady's face was hidden from the cameras, but you see, they were able to utilize her past and her actions of the evening. What was she doing running around with Kennedy at that time of the morning? And all these Kennedys could come and defend this young Smith man. But when it came to his past, they allowed no testimony. Whether or not he raped the young lady is not in point. In my conversation, the facts are, if he did, and the jury said he did not, the pathetic part is, he doesn't have to. He wouldn't have had to, even in this instance. He would have had his way, at any rate. And then you have a totally non-constitutional legal procedure against one of the blacks, Mike Tyson. Unlawful according to the constitutional trial. He goes to prison while the Kennedy, who will perpetrate again, goes free. Can you see the pattern? And I'm curious, how many of you have been in touch with the Constitutional Law Center regarding the Rodney King trial? or any of the black leaders to urge them to be in touch with the Constitutional Law Center all over this nation. How many of you have had great opinions and have failed to take the one step where both the center could be brought to public attention and through which the nation would have to listen? Federal trial at the hands of the elite administration? That is a facade. That is a show to quiet you and the element of the minority groups so that you could succumb better to whatever lies they give unto you. You see, you were only shown the portions of the hearings of the Rodney King situation that were desirable for you to see. How could you realize that from the moment that the incident occurred, it was going to be utilized to begin the race conflict that could pull your nation down? Moreover, it opens the door for that which can now unfold truly in front of you. It was arranged time-wise, precious ones, it was arranged. You now come upon a weekend where meetings and rallies, etc., can be held across your nation. And because that's coming off, this gives the elite, your administration, your government, an opportunity to take action in preparation for the anticipated activities that might, they will tell you, happen. Your president has this day put federal regular troops on alert and sends them now into the areas of unrest. Before this is done, you will have the United Nations involved. Whether it be through hearings, regardless of what excuses are used, you will have central one world government participation in this internal squabble. It was known exactly what the gangs would do. And the people who are the innocent victims of this kind of total chaos are, as usual, the ones who will suffer. But you will have heard it from the mouth of Jesse Jackson this very morning when he said, three generations of black children have passed, and they know nothing more than violence, drugs and persecution, joblessness, hopelessness. I would hope that all of you who watched Jesse Jackson also saw him yesterday, because you saw a different Jesse Jackson today. This one meeting with and working with the President of the United States, urging force. You are now seeing the one put into the slot for the purpose of the elite to rally the right to arms against you, the citizens. Ah, yes, it was known exactly what would happen. It was even geared to happen on the day of the week and the month that it happened. You will find incredibly long lines at the post office departments this day where there was no delivery of mail. Why? Because on the yesterday would have been delivered the food stamps from the federal government. The only thing the major part of the black population of South Central Los Angeles survives on. The government and the police department, everyone in the city, knew that everything would have to come to a screeching halt this day, so that the people living in that community could line up all day long to get their food stamps. Because now they have to go and get delivery personally, and then they have to stand again in line to get their stamps. And if you think this is not planned, precious ones, you better get busy and read those journals. This is going along exactly as planned. LA is basically in a state of martial law. Does it not bother you that there are troops marching in your city streets? And if it cannot be continued long enough to make the impact necessary, you're going to have that earthquake. And I want you to look at where the major part of the violence is taking place, right along that coast, all the way up to Seattle, as a matter of fact. Now you have something else very dangerous happening. You have the gay movement forming a coalition with the blacks. Will there be massive violence on the weekend? Even I don't have any way to predict exactly what and where it's going to happen, but I believe that you can see the cauldron boiling, and it has been at overboil. For years now, actually for three generations. You have bred a group of welfare recipients, which allows the government to totally control. You have bred a group of youngsters who resent the system and have absolutely no respect for life or death or property. You have trained through your televisions, and now you're going to reap those rewards. It is supposed to be terrible. Once asked, well, why did not Mr. Gates mobilize the police more rapidly? Oh, precious ones, come on. You had to have it out of control until you got your belly full. Until you burned up all of the resources within that central community so that the hardship could really be severe and the government could come in to manage it and get a tighter grip on the necks of the citizens. It had to get out of hand and terrify the outlying areas. Do you think the police did not know the plan? They helped lay the plan. Not all of them. And those young people mostly acted in honor. You see, if you do not know what is coming down here, you do not see the problem and the overall and the higher purpose of it. You now, in the United States of America, have regular army forces ready to move in and through force restore order. Once it is done in one area, it can then be done instantly, you see, in all other areas to prevent the possibility of outbreak. And once you have the presence of the soldiers, they will have accomplished basically what they wanted to accomplish, because they will have to allow them to be on duty long enough, and all of the orders will have been issued according to the guidelines of emergency regulations, and you will have just given Mr. Bush the next notch in his gun. Well, mustn't it be stopped? Oh, precious ones, of course. This is why I've said over and over and over, you will line up. You will demand. Because that's what your guard is for. That's what your army is for. Oh, yes, you will demand. Because they have worked you into a psychological mess where you are physically cornered. You have massive unemployment. You have all of the igniting elements of this explosion to bring about civil war. And that allows the elite enforcers to come in and enforce the law. You simply are witnessing the unfolding of the plan. And I'm thoroughly disappointed in any of you who work with me who do not see it. And yet, still, there's only a tiny, 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 minute number who can see it. You must act according to what you see. These are clues. Remember, divide and conquer. One of the protocols, break down the family. Retrain the kids. Get control of the media. Get control of the currency. Control all facets of life, and you control everyone. Then they will march like sheep to the slaughter. You see, they can't go in and just start shooting citizens. But these young people who truly carry a banner of hate against the system will do exactly what they began to do this morning. They will begin to take shots. And then there will be an exchange. And there won't be a corner of your nation safe. I would guess that none of you feel safe this day, including the blacks. Because you see, when you start the white supremacy movements going, you have opened the doors of hell. Because these are more outrageously sick human beings than are the black children, high on drugs, in poverty except for what they can gain by thievery, welfare. And drugs. Oh, it's coming along exactly according to plan. You had to have the very stores where these ones can go down and purchase their very life substance, food. And you see, they have been relegated to the welfare lines where they are subject to only that kind of income. And this day, ones in that area, so hard hit, have no place to even purchase their meager amount of food. They cannot even get gasoline for their vehicles to go to outlying areas. And most of them are so poverty-stricken that they don't have the facilities at any rate. Therefore, more apparent, quote, assistance will be flooded into the area, sucking them ever more tightly into that web and into that trap. Create chaos, create distractions, and bring down the nations and entrap the world. That is what you are experiencing this day. And yet my ones are clamoring at me, share with us, share with us. I understand this need. And that's why I'm going to do this tape. That's why I am doing it. And I'm calling a meeting for tomorrow so that we can sit and bring this into balance, so that we can look at it together and discuss it, at which time we can have questions and one can express and you can see better what you need to be doing. Always it's preparation, do you see? Always it is preparation. You who have prepared could literally stay within your houses until all of this becomes quieted again. But when you have not prepared and the facilities go down, what are you going to do? What will LA do when all the lifelines are cut? I was not joshing when I said yesterday they have tried to trigger the San Andreas fault now from both ends. And they tried again day before yesterday. Still didn't go. The point is to pull the city down while it's in total chaos already. And you have all of these forces mobilized into the most dangerous area of your nation. There is no more dangerous place physically for these officers than where they are. This is the most critical time on your planet up to now. Because as America goes down, it's only catching up with the rest of the world, and you're going to have to take a look at yourself, any of you outside the United States who get this tape. One say it looks like Beirut, looks like Baghdad. Baghdad, USA, Beirut, USA, Tel Aviv, Palestine, what do you mean? South Africa? What about South Africa? What about New Zealand? Your economy's collapsed. You have nothing. They have turned you into welfare recipients with no way to survive except through them. They can do anything they want. And the president of your United States, Mr. Bush, has had the power to do this ever since he's been in power. And now he has built an all of the system and elite power brokers have worked until 1992 is the time to begin to really pull this hood over your head. And you'll have back-to-back disasters of one kind or another. The point is to break you. How many will rise up and fight? They hope a lot of you, because that will be grounds for squelching you, shooting you, bringing you under tighter control. Good morning. This is Yogros Hetton. Come in light, hopefully to share in wisdom, perception, and insight into that which is uppermost in the mind of the nations this day. The confusion, destruction, power control, and unfolding of the Elite Plan 2000 in Los Angeles and other parts about the United States of America. This is the first day of May in your counting, 1992, and it's approximately 10 o'clock a.m. As we began to write this morning, I requested that we handle this message in this manner today. We are efforting to keep the current journal basically to unfolding of the elite power enforcement agencies. And yet I am being petitioned constantly regarding what is unfolding in your nation, in the very areas of which many of the ones who are able to meet with us regularly abide. The homes are in Southern California, and even in Tehachapi, you are pressed by the same amount of unrest and pain, biased and hostile attitudes as all over your nation. In this area, there is a prison, a state correctional institute. And the majority of your inmates are black and other minority groups. Having felt the pain of that which has come down on all of you, ones in ignorance of what is actually going on have no alternative but to perceive this as racism and race war. One ethnic group, one color, race against others. You will note that in the area of South Central Los Angeles, for instance, the Koreans are singled out to be hardest hit by the very ones in their own community who are black. This is also deception, precious ones, to allow you of the masses of citizenry to not be able to perceive that which is actually taking place. I'm not going to break this down for you in great measure, because we have covered this extensively in the past. And it's time that you ones now began to test your own perception and your level of wisdom and insight according to the guidelines you have been given from the elite by us and other ones on your globe who have perceived what is coming down in the Plan 2000. But there are some things this day that you must not miss. You must not miss. One of the first is the largest question mark as to how this came to be in the first place. How could a jury acquit these men who had obviously, blatantly used too much force? That is not the point. That is not what is going on here, that acquittal, really. Absolutely, the black element is incensed, just as is the white element, who has seen now the total destruction of the judicial system fall into fixed disarray. It's only a part of the problem, and it's being focused on as the problem to distract you from the truth of it. It follows on the tail, if you will, of the little Korean shop owner who shot the little black girl as she turned to leave the market after an altercation. And this is why you're having revenge upon the Koreans, because the judicial system allowed no great penalty for the perpetrator. Was it a good or bad decision on the part of the judge? That's not in point. It may appear to be in point, it is not in point. It is just one more block building the wall of hate and perceived, if not real, unfair hostility and injustice. That follows on the heels of a very, very elite, literally criminal action on the part of one of the Kennedy family, being acquitted when very obviously he was guilty of something. You may think that it was unfair that this lady's face was hidden from the cameras, but you see, they were able to utilize her past and her actions of the evening. What was she doing running around with Kennedy at that time of the morning? And all these Kennedys could come and defend this young Smith man. But when it came to his past, they allowed no testimony. Whether or not he raped the young lady is not in point in my conversation. The facts are, if he did, and the jury said he did not, the pathetic part is, he doesn't have to. He wouldn't have had to, even in this instance. He would have had his way, at any rate. And then you have a totally non-constitutional legal procedure against one of the blacks, Mike Tyson. Unlawful according to the constitutional trial. He goes to prison while the Kennedy who will perpetrate again goes free. Can you see the pattern? And I'm curious, how many of you have been in touch with the Constitutional Law Center regarding the Rodney King trial? Or any of the black leaders to urge them to be in touch with the Constitutional Law Center all over this nation? How many of you have had great opinions and have failed to take the one step where both the center could be brought to public attention and through which the nation would have to listen? Federal trial at the hands of the elite administration? That is a facade. That is a show to quiet you and the element of the minority groups so that you could succumb better to whatever lies they give unto you. You see, you were only shown the portions of the hearings of the Rodney King situation that were desirable for you to see. How could you realize that from the moment that the incident occurred, it was going to be utilized to begin the race conflict that could pull your nation down? Moreover, it opens the door for that which can now unfold truly in front of you. It was arranged time-wise, precious ones, it was arranged. You now come upon a weekend where meetings and rallies, etc., can be held across your nation. And because that's coming off, this gives the elite, your administration, your government, an opportunity to take action in preparation for the anticipated activities that might, they will tell you, happen. Your president has this day put federal regular troops on alert and sends them now into the areas of unrest. Before this is done, you will have the United Nations involved. Whether it be through hearings, regardless of what excuses are used, you will have central one world government participation in this internal squabble. It was known exactly what the gangs would do. And the people who are the innocent victims of this kind of total chaos are, as usual, the ones who will suffer. But you will have heard it from the mouth of Jesse Jackson this very morning when he said three generations of black children have passed, and they know nothing more than violence, drugs and persecution, joblessness, hopelessness. I would hope that all of you who watched Jesse Jackson also saw him yesterday, because you saw a different Jesse Jackson today. This one meeting with and working with the President of the United States, urging force. You are now seeing the one put into the slot for the purpose of the elite to rally the right to arms against you, the citizens. Ah, yes, it was known exactly what would happen. It was even geared to happen on the day of the week and the month that it happened. You will find incredibly long lines at the post office departments this day where there was no delivery of mail. Why? Because on the yesterday would have been delivered the food stamps from the federal government. The only thing the major part of the black population of South Central Los Angeles survives on. The government and the police department, everyone in the city, knew that everything would have to come to a screeching halt this day, so that the people living in that community could line up all day long to get their food stamps, because now they have to go and get delivery personally, and then they have to stand again in line to get their stamps. And if you think this is not planned, precious ones, you better get busy and read those journals. This is going along exactly as planned. L.A. is basically in a state of martial law. Does it not bother you that there are troops marching in your city streets? And if it cannot be continued long enough to make the impact necessary, you're going to have that earthquake. And I want you to look at where the major part of the violence is taking place, right along that coast, all the way up to Seattle, as a matter of fact. Now you have something else very dangerous happening. You have the gay movement forming a coalition with the blacks. Will there be massive violence on the weekend. Even I don't have any way to predict exactly what and where it's going to happen, but I believe that you can see the cauldron boiling, and it has been at overboil for years now. Actually, for three generations. You have bred a group of welfare recipients, which allows the government to totally control. You have bred a group of youngsters who resent the system and have absolutely no respect for life or death or property. You have trained through your televisions, and now you're going to reap those rewards. It is supposed to be terrible. Once asked, well, why did not Mr. Gates mobilize the police more rapidly? Oh, precious ones, come on. You had to have it out of control until you got your belly full. Until you burned up all of the resources within that central community so that the hardship could really be severe and the government could come in to manage it and get a tighter grip on the necks of the citizens. It had to get out of hand and terrify the outlying areas. Do you think the police did not know the plan? They helped lay the plan. Not all of them. And those young people mostly acted in honor. You see, if you do not know what is coming down here, you do not see the problem and the overall and the higher purpose of it. You now, in the United States of America, have regular army forces ready to move in and through force restore order. Once it is done in one area, it can then be done instantly, you see, in all other areas to prevent the possibility of outbreak. And once you have the presence of the soldiers, they will have accomplished basically what they wanted to accomplish, because they will have to allow them to be on duty long enough, and all of the orders will have been issued according to the guidelines of emergency regulations. And you will have just given Mr. Bush the next notch in his gun. Well, mustn't it be stopped? Oh, precious ones, of course. This is why I've said over and over and over, you will line up. You will demand. Because that's what your guard is for. That's what your army is for. Oh, yes, you will demand. Because they have worked you into a psychological mess where you are physically cornered. You have massive unemployment. You have all of the igniting elements of this explosion to bring about civil war. And that allows the elite enforcers to come in and enforce the law. You simply are witnessing the unfolding of the plan. And I'm thoroughly disappointed in any of you who work with me who do not see it. And yet, still, there's only a tiny, 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 minute number who can see it. You must act according to what you see. These are clues. Remember, divide and conquer. One of the protocols, break down the family, retrain the kids, get control of the media, get control of the currency, control all facets of life, and you control everyone. Then they will march like sheep to the slaughter. You see, they can't go in and just start shooting citizens. But these young people who truly carry a banner of hate against the system will do exactly what they began to do this morning. They will begin to take shots. And then there will be an exchange. And there won't be a corner of your nation safe. I would guess that none of you feel safe this day, including the blacks. Because you see, when you start the white supremacy movements going, you have opened the doors of hell. Because these are more outrageously sick human beings than are the black children high on drugs, in poverty except for what they can gain by thievery, welfare. And drugs. Oh, it's coming along exactly according to plan. You had to have the very stores where these ones can go down and purchase their very life substance, food. And you see, they have been relegated to the welfare lines where they are subject to only that kind of income. And this day, ones in that area, so hard hit, have no place to even purchase their meager amount of food. They cannot even get gasoline for their vehicles to go to outlying areas. And most of them are so poverty-stricken that they don't have the facilities at any rate. Therefore, more apparent, quote, assistance will be flooded into the area, sucking them ever more tightly into that web and into that trap. Create chaos, create distractions, and bring down the nations and entrap the world. That is what you are experiencing this day. And yet my ones are clamoring at me, share with us, share with us. I understand this need. And that's why I'm going to do this tape. That's why I am doing it. And I'm calling a meeting for tomorrow so that we can sit and bring this into balance, so that we can look at it together and discuss it, at which time we can have questions. And one can express, and you can see better what you need to be doing. Always it's preparation, do you see? Always it is preparation. You who have prepared could literally stay within your houses until all of this becomes quieted again. But when you have not prepared and the facilities go down What are you going to do? What will LA do when all the lifelines are cut? I was not joshing when I said yesterday they have tried to trigger the San Andreas fault now from both ends. And they tried again day before yesterday. Still didn't go. The point is to pull the city down while it's in total chaos already. And you have all of these forces mobilized into the most dangerous area of your nation. There is no more dangerous place physically for these officers than where they are. This is the most critical time on your planet up to now. Because as America goes down, it's only catching up with the rest of the world, and you're going to have to take a look at yourself, any of you outside the United States who get this tape. One say it looks like Beirut, looks like Baghdad. Baghdad, USA, Beirut, USA. Tel Aviv, Palestine, what do you mean? South Africa? What about South Africa? What about New Zealand? Your economy's collapsed. You have nothing. They have turned you into welfare recipients with no way to survive except through them. They can do anything they want. And the president of your United States, Mr. Bush, has had the power to do this ever since he's been in power. And now he has built, and all of the system and elite power brokers have worked until 1992 is the time to begin to really pull this hood over your head. And you'll have back-to-back disasters of one kind or another. The point is to break you. How many will rise up and fight? They hope a lot of you, because that will be grounds for squelching you, shooting you, bringing you under tighter pressure.